News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your community talk radio station with more local talk shows than anywhere else in California. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. It is it's already the 8th of May. How can that be 8th of May? You know, Bob, you let April get away, and now we're rolling for June right now.
Oh, darn to me.
Yeah. And you know what? It's going to be getting hot, but we're going to talk about how to take care of that. Gosh, let's see, 7:06 in the morning. Let's start off with Josh Wiley from our friends over at Wells Fargo Advisors with the latest on Wall Street. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets have opened in positive territory this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 59 points at 16,578, while the NASDAQ's up 22 at 4,090, and the S&P 500's up 8 at 1,886. Oil's down 85 cents a barrel at $99.92, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.39%. Gold's up 20 cents this morning at $1,289, while silver's down a dime at $19.24 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Disney's up $1.01 at $81.29, Intel's down a nickel at $26.33, while Caterpillar's up 16 cents at $104.78. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here on KCNR. We want to talk about financial freedom, what to do with your Roth IRAs or just IRAs or any of your investments. You got to give them a call at 243-7561. We've had every one of them on the show. We've gotten to know each one. All of them are expert in what they're doing. Again, 243-7561 and stop by Park Marina Drive. Bad Bob, weather today?
We are looking at a little chance of showers today. High will be about 72. Low will be in the mid-50s and then giving way to partly cloudy skies for your Friday as we head into the weekend. By Sunday, though, temperatures jumping up. And by Monday, get this, we are pushing into the 90s, well into the 90s. Our current temperature is 61 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends, senior and veterans discounts, Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, you know, it's getting hot, so you want to be able to sleep better. So, of course, our Sleep Number bed is something that Linda and I really enjoy. My Sleep Number setting, of course, is 40, and hers is 45, but we're working our way so we can get closer together there. In fact, sometimes I find myself, you know, kind of leaning into that 45 setting. But sometimes, you're too hot or too cold and your partner is just the opposite. Well, right now, at Sleep Number, they have active air technology, which heats or cools each side of the bed, the dual temp layer, and you can select your ideal temperature. And you don't have to have a Sleep Number mattress for that, even though you should. You can put it on any mattress. You need to go down there and talk to them about that, how it can help keep you cool or hot or warm in your bed. It's a revolutionary solution for couples who can't agree on sleeping temperatures. The other thing too is that right now on Mother's Day, you got to check out the dual temp layer, but also our dual air beds, because clinically proven to help your sleep, to help your back alignment, and of course, Consumer Reports it as its number one mattress. All of this is available at your Sleep Number store, where queen mattresses start at just $699. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center or give them a call at 223-2300. Talk to Brian or Janice or any of the experts down there, and they will give you your Sleep Number setting number that you will absolutely love. We love it. American made, guaranteed. You can't ask for much more than that. But speaking about sleeping in, you know, hot weather, what was that again, Bob? 90 degrees?
We're into the 90s by Monday.
Well, then everybody should be really thankful that what I, my next guest, who's, we're getting him in early because he's busy, Martin Graff, Alliance Heating and Air. Martin, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
And how are you?
Pretty good. And how are you doing?
Okay, good. I know you're taking notes and everything like this because is this the busy time of the year?
Yes, it is. It actually, anytime right before it gets hot, we get really busy because a lot of people understand, just like human nature, we put things off, and in the back of our minds, we know we're going to have to deal with it at some time. And so a lot of people put things off last year. Their air conditioners didn't work, and now all of a sudden, you know, they realize they want to get something done before it gets hot.
Well, you know, one of the things we talk about when we and by the way, Alliance Heating and Air has been one of our sponsors for a long time, and we use Alliance Heating and Air, so I feel really good about bringing Martin in to talk about what's going on. But one of the things we talk about is getting either your air conditioning system or your heating system ready, and one of those ways is just to make sure your filters are clean.
Yeah, absolutely. More and more, we go into people's houses, and it's just something they forget about. And a lot of times people say it isn't working right, and we get in there, and it's nothing more than a simple filter change. You know, obviously while we're there, we'll go ahead and do a full tune-up. But a lot of times it's just simply making sure that indoor filter is clean.
Okay, let's talk about you. You've been in this business for a long time.
Yeah, my dad had a heating and air conditioning business down in Los Angeles. I grew up down there doing heating and air conditioning. After I did 4 years in the military, I got out and said I did not want to move back to L.A. I'd have been into Germany and I'd been into Louisiana, and Los Angeles didn't do it for me anymore. So I came up to the North State, saw how beautiful it was up here, and decided to start a family up here, and I've been up here ever since.
Oh, that's – Germany and Louisiana are very similar to each other.
Yeah, they are, actually. You know, I mean, other than the snow, but I mean, there's a lot of trees, a lot of open area. Yeah. You know, they're just kind of, they're completely different from Los Angeles, I'll tell you that, both of them.
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of people that come up here. You know, I was talking to some people yesterday, and we'll get to that later on in the show, about the big news we have for Shasta College, and talking to some of the people that were there yesterday from Irvine. And how beautiful they thought it was up here, and how happy they were to be able to come up here. You know, one of the things we talk about, on this is saving money. The cost of electricity is going up. It keeps going up. It's not going to stop going up. I can't imagine how it would stop going up unless we go to nuclear reactors. And, you know, which would kind of, and even then, even if they said yes, it would take them 10 years to build it. But, If one of the biggest energy drains in your home is probably a air conditioner and a heater, if you're running, you know, especially during the summers here.
Yeah, and I'll tell you that there's some good news down the horizon too with heating and air conditioning. The technology, which is just being introduced in the last couple of years and is starting to become more mainstream this year, and I imagine next year it'll even be more so, is inverter technology, and you'll be hearing a lot about that in the next couple 3 years, and it's pretty complicated. I won't get into it now, but if anybody's interested in the technology, it actually can save you hundreds of dollars a year. And it uses a whole different way of maintaining the electrical usage in your heating and air.
We're making all these arm and hand signals because Bob's over there with a blank screen, and I said, mine's working.
Mine's working.
Yeah, mine's working. Hey, so inverter technology, what you're saying is that's going to be a lot cheaper then? Is that it? Or?
Yeah, I'll give it to you in a real quick synopsis because it's kind of exciting stuff. What's happening is that right now air conditioners are either on or off. You have a 5-ton air conditioner on your house. Your thermostat says turn on. 5 tons of air conditioning turns on, and then when it shuts off, it shuts off. It'd be kind of like driving your car with your foot planted into the gas pedal every time you want to take off and slamming on the brakes every time you want to stop. Nobody would drive like that because it's hard on your equipment and it's hard on your efficiency.
Yeah, it wastes your gas driving like that.
Right, yes. And that's how air conditioners operate right now. The new technology they have to use inverter technology in order to convert electricity to basically DC voltage. With DC voltage, we have the ability to ramp the systems up and down. And so what happens now is if you just need a little bit of air conditioning, the system will just come on a little bit. A 5-ton unit may only use.
So you won't get the whole fire hose. You may just get a little bit then is what you're saying is kind of maintain the, so it kind of maintains, but would it be running more?
It'll be running a little bit more, but it'll be running a lot less electricity.
Okay.
And it's actually it's pretty neat. It gives you just exactly what you need. And like I said, the technology has been around for a few years, but they're just starting to introduce it into to the big units.
So do you I even hate to say this. I really do. I hate to say this. So you just see this as a requirement for people? Like in new houses, you have to have inverter technology and low flush toilets and low volume water spigots and all those things?
You know, maybe 20 years from now. The technology is still so new, and honestly, it's very cost prohibitive at this point as far as making it a requirement.
All right.
But
you see it as the future, though. It could really save a lot of energy.
Absolutely. And what it really lends itself well to is zoning, which means that, you know, we just did a job that day that had three different thermostats in it. Each zone had the ability to control the unit precisely to the degree that it needed to.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Mark Graff is our guest from Alliance Heating and Air, and he just talked about new technology that is just it gives a new meaning to the fact of you can be your air conditioner is going to, instead of sucking you dry for cost for electricity, will actually be able to run a lot more efficient. And with that in mind, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is on the spot with Linda Bott. And Trish, where's Trish Clark? Trish Clark is down at Marine Corps Recruit Depot San Diego for a graduation down there. And she is so excited. She was just bubbling when she was telling me about it. But this is KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
The 6th annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town May 14th through 17th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with three performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday are family night. Both nights, all grandstand seating is priced at general admission. And Friday is Tough Enough to Wear Pink, night sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-Counties Bank Night as the top 10 in each event compete for one night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. The Reading Rodeo will be jam-packed full of exciting family entertainment all four nights. Tickets are on sale now for all events. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Or order by phone at 241-8859. And enjoy the Reading Rodeo.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target. There's no one-size-fits-all security system, and that's why Hue & Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue & Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue & Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue & Cry, 800-800-ALARM, 800-800-ALARM.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot. Linda's on the spot with Lindabot. Trish is down at MCRD, Marine Corps Recruit Depot down in San Diego. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:21 in the morning. Our phone line's here at 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 61 degrees today. We might get a little bit of rain. And during the break, Martin got to see how we work. Here, our guest from Alliance Heating and Air, the owner of Alliance Heating and Air, as one of our satellite receivers seems to have gone down. So we're in the midst of reprogramming that. And just Bob, or I should say the Bob, who was heading out the door, I grabbed him by his shirt and pulled him back in here, said, "You're going to work here for another 20 or 30 minutes." And he's sitting there, tears running down his face. Okay, Martin, when we start talking about tonnage.
Yes, that's interesting stuff, actually. I think it is.
Okay, get into the microphone.
I think that's interesting stuff because basically, just like horsepower is the car, candlelight is the lights, there's a history with heating and air conditioning. And, you go back into the early 1900s, they used to actually go out and cut tons of ice and deliver it to, places like theaters. And so they would call up and they'd say, "Okay, well, how many tons of ice do I need?" And they'd say, "Well, you need 4 tons of ice to cool off this area." So they'd bring in 4 tons of ice and they'd blow fans across it. And the amount of energy that's
so it was off based on tons of ice.
Correct.
Okay. I never knew that.
Right. Just like horsepower is based on horses.
Yeah. How much power one horse can do in a certain
tonnage of ice is, and what it is, that's mathematical, just like horsepower is mathematical now, is that there's 12,000 BTUs per every ton of air conditioning, and that's the exact amount of energy that was given up or absorbed in the melting of ice, 1 ton, 12,000 BTUs.
Okay, so each room needs so much coolage.
Correct. And typically we're overtunned. Contractors, because, we just haven't been very scientific in the past, tend to oversize air conditioning systems in people's houses because they don't want to get calls when it's 110 degrees outside. So,
it's 100 degrees inside the house. Yeah.
Right.
You don't want that. Better safe than sorry.
But the reality of it is that a properly sized, air conditioning system with proper ducting will do a better job than an oversized air conditioner. So it actually is important that the contractor looks at the house as a whole and not just, says, "Well, if I put in a 5-ton, it'll do more than enough and you'll be happy." That's the wrong approach.
Okay. And the ducting. Now, when we had to have ours replaced a few years ago, one of the things that you had to do was go through and replace or fix a lot of the ducting underneath the house because it was right been in there since 1950. So the ducting is real important because that keeps you from leaking and everything else, all the cold air or hot air out.
Yes, it's important for a couple of reasons. One is that that absolutely, especially under houses, we tend to have leaks. But I'll tell you, on ducting, I'll bring up another thing, is that return air ducts. This is the number one place that I see the biggest problem with houses, is I'll go into a house and I'll see a 20 by 25 or a 20 by 20 filter, and that's the only filter that they have for their whole house. And because the contractor to put again, I'm not picking on contractors because, there's been no real, up until recently, there's been no education process going into the contracting, licensing system. It's just basically, you pass a test that says, you've been in the business 5 years or whatever. But the reality of it is there's a lot of science that should be going into heating and air conditioning. One of them is return airs. Now, you can only blow as much as you can suck. So if you have a 20 by 20, filter, then your system is only going to do about 900 CFM. So that's
cubic feet per minute.
Yep. And that's about a 2-ton air conditioning system.
Okay.
So if you have a 3-ton or a 4-ton, you have 120 by 20 filter, you're paying for a 4-ton to run, but you're getting 2 tons worth of air.
Oh.
Very important. So we're talking about ducting. I'll tell you, that's the big thing I see. I'll bet you 80% of all houses I go to have a lack of return air. That's the air that goes back to the unit through the filter to blow all the air back into the house.
Well, I know we need to have you back out again because you're doing a an inspection or a it's not an inspection, a maintenance program.
Correct.
On houses.
It's an inspection slash maintenance.
Correct. Yeah. Twice a year?
Correct.
And you can sign up. Okay. And what happens is you go through and you make sure all that stuff is still working.
Correct. Yeah, and we look for safety issues, you know, things that are inherent, like, you know, in this time of year, there could be ants and bugs getting it up inside your heating air conditioner. We clean those all out, all the nests and everything like that. And again, in the fall, we do the same thing.
Okay, I think probably a lot of people who maybe bought older houses or had houses with the air conditioners in there probably don't know that they're not even getting half of what their tonnage is for their air conditioner because of the size of their filters.
Right, and that's where the inspection process comes in above the maintenance, is that we look at all that, and our service techs are educated so that they will go and inspect the return air and make sure that, you know, it actually is working right, make recommendations as to how to make your system more energy efficient, you know, your existing one. You don't necessarily always have to buy a new one. Sometimes there's just some things that need to be addressed or tweaked.
Okay, I like the fact that now you're with the heat going to be up to 90 degrees. So you're saying, I mean, I know you're real busy right now, but as it's getting hotter, the systems are going to start breaking down. You start seeing people getting money or they get I don't know. It's if they're buying certain systems, they get money back or they get breaks because they're energy efficient systems. Are a lot of times the energy efficient systems out there? How do they work differently? Is it just that they've got a different type of cooling in it, or they're more efficient, or what?
It's a little bit of everything. It's you know they've realized now, you know, like just like anything else, and when electricity was plentiful and everything was cheap, you know, there was no emphasis put on the design of the systems to make them super energy efficient. Now, you know, they've put, you know, millions and millions of dollars into the designing of these systems so that they can lower the utility cost to the end customer. And it's just a bunch of stuff, you know, things like rifling of the refrigerant circuit, where, you know, in the old days it would be smooth copper that ran through and the Freon would run through it. Now they do rifling so that it gives you more surface area on the inside of the copper. Small things like that add up, you know.
But it helps. Speaking of copper, are you replacing a lot of systems because of theft lately?
Unfortunately, it seems to go in phases, I guess you'd say. I guess it has to do with the moon or something. I don't know. But, you know, all of a sudden I'll get 4 calls from people who've had their outdoor units stolen. So not so much residential. If you're living there, I haven't seen too much of that going on. But commercial, a lot, and houses that are empty.
Okay. I know because they've been talking a lot about heard some businesses have had to replace their whole air conditioning system because somebody came in and just ripped up the copper out of it. So
for $50 worth of copper, they sell, you know, a $2,000 unit.
Okay. What would you tell people? Now, we just got a couple minutes left. What would you tell people? What's the best way of saving money this summer with the systems they have?
You know, I would say that the first thing I would do is honestly, is I'd run your systems now. I'd turn them on and make sure that they're operating properly and make sure that you don't have any problems now. So a lot of people, again, will wait till, you know, until it gets really hot and then they'll turn their system on. I say take it for a test drive. Run it now. See if there's any issues. You're going to find that you're going to get a better job when we don't have 22 customers ahead of you and 22 behind you. You know, we just want to get to your job and do a good job. And that's true with every contractor out there. They're going to take a little more time. So in the end, it's going to save you money if you have those systems repaired now. So turn them on, give them a test drive, and then keep your filters clean. Buy the cheapest filters you can. I'll tell you that a lot of the big box stores do not even sell the inexpensive 99-cent filters because it has to do with real estate and it has to do with, you know, the amount of area that filters take up. It doesn't matter if it's a $22 filter or a 99-cent filter, and they'd rather sell you a the more expensive filter. So look around. Without saying any names, I'd say Ace Hardware has them. And I'm not throwing a plug, but they are still one of the few hardware stores around that continue to sell the inexpensive filters. But I'm sure they're not the only ones. I look for the little mom and pop hardware stores, and you're probably going to find those filters available. The big, thick, pleated ones, not such a good idea. Your system wasn't designed to run those, and they create a lot of back pressure.
Okay. Martin Graff, Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642, is that okay for a phone number?
Excellent, yeah.
And check out his website.
And
homecomfort.org. We want to do the 100. Yeah, the 100. Let's do the 100, the 100 degree thing.
We're still kind of working it out, and hopefully this will come into fruition in the next week. But what we'd like to do is I'd like to have a contest that as soon as it gets over 100 degrees documented down at the airport, the Reading Airport, we're going to have ability for one of the customers to call in and be the first one to say, hey, it got over 100, and Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will donate $100 to your favorite charity. So we're looking forward to that 100 degrees. How's that?
Anyway, so if you have it, either call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642. In other words, as soon as it hits 100 degrees, just call them. Say, hey, it's 100 degrees. You get your name, tell them what the charity is, and Martin will donate $100. Or you can call us here at 605-4565 and say, it's 100 degrees. I want my $100 to the charity. It doesn't go to you. It goes to your charity, but it's a great deal. It's a great idea. Frankly, I hope they don't call you to August 3rd.
I'm hoping next week.
Yeah, you're, if you need some, I can personally vouch and so can Bob, for Martin and his people and how well they do their job. But the big thing is go down, get your unit looked at before it starts, crank it up, and get those filters checked, get those ducts checked. Save yourself a ton of money. And if it's something's wrong with it, you don't want to be trying to fix it when it's 110 degrees out there, because trust me, they're going to be so busy that it's going to be one of those, even if they're working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. All right, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after these messages. We're going to be talking Benghazi. We're going to be talking what's happening out at Shasta College. There's something big happened out at Shasta College yesterday. Let's talk about that.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Monday morning, keep watch. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Andrea Abraham. My husband Dilgesh and I drew up this business on paper napkins on the island of Cyprus 5 years ago. And now we've opened our furniture store in the heart of downtown Reading, Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects. We're so excited to be here. We have brought artisan furniture and whimsical gifts from around the world. Please come by and see us. You can call us 361-6727 or visit us online, indwellinghome.com. Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects, 1760 California Street, where dreamers come.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet.
Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. Trish Clark, who's usually here on Thursdays, is at Marine Corps Recruit Depot, San Diego. No, she didn't enlist. I think a member of her family is graduating this week from MCRD, becoming another Marine. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard and his associates down there have the finest selection of estate jewelry. Loose gems, loose, you name it, they have it. Watches, brooches, necklaces, bracelets, anklets, earrings, Indian art, and the only trained watch repair man in town. The only one that can repair all these watches. So just bring it down if you have a busted watch to Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great deals. He'll talk to you straight, and you'll always get a great deal from Leonard down at Four Winds Jewelry. Give him a call, 222-2750. Okay, as I was talking about, Shasta College yesterday had a meeting and signed an agreement with Brandman University. And I was really cool. I was invited down for this thing. And as you know, Shasta College is our community college here. And it offers the 2-year degrees. With this agreement they signed with Brandenburg University, which was formerly Chapman University, is they are now offering 4-year degrees out at Shasta College. So you can finish up a 4-year degree at Shasta College. You don't have to go anywhere. They look at the number of people. We have a high statistical rate of people graduating from high school, but not a high statistical rate of them graduating from college. But with this partnership they have here that allows our students to go in and take the classes at Shasta, move right into Brandman University, and get their 4-year degree. It's a great deal. Now we're going to have on Dr. Joe Weiss, the president of Shasta College, will be on in a week or so. And probably the president and the chancellor of Brandman University too. But this is a big step forward here. Being able to get your 4-year degree at Shasta College. Now, it's not going to be in every discipline, but we'll talk about that, but it will have that opportunity to do that. Plus you can get doctorates and a number of, masters all from right there at Shasta College. And speaking of Shasta College, I went on down and I had Rayola Pratt. Who is a trustee out there and is a friend of ours, buttonholed me and she said, you need to come down here and take a look at this. So we headed down yesterday to the nursing facilities right down here on the street, right down the street from us here on Market and the Promenade. And the Shasta College has a nursing facility, a nursing instruction here, and also a dental hygienist can be trained here. This is their school. They've got 125 student nurses right now going through the course. And I can't tell you enough. This is absolutely, you go in there and they have beds. When I walked in, I almost walked out because they have, every bed was filled with a mannequin that they can practice on, a CPR or whatever. But they have these mannequins called high fidelity mannequins that breathe and talk and move, and it's all through computers. And it interacts with the nurse, with an instructor over in another room watching them and being able to plug things into the mannequin so it reacts to different things. If something happens, maybe its blood pressure drops or it goes too high, and then the student has to figure out what's going on. And, you know, I was thinking, does it drool? Does it, I mean, is it, I mean, all these things, but they've got that. And they also have a birthing mannequin. A birthing mannequin that it gives, the mannequin gives birth to a baby and it does all the things, you know, that it should when it's giving birth. And, you know, I mean, it's not the real thing, but it's, you know, it gives them an idea of what they have to do, what the things they have to, procedures they have to use when a mother's giving birth to a baby. They also have a high fidelity baby in there, so that they, as they're treating the baby can have all these different things go wrong, and the nurses have to be able to treat it. Now, you walk downstairs into the dental hygienist lab, and they've got 25 hygienists going through there, students going through this. It's another great program right here in Shasta County. And what they're finding is that with the nursing students and the nursing students go as their RNs, and also certified nursing assistants come out of there, and there is a need for all of these. But what they found is that because of it's such a good school, they're getting applicants coming in from other places to come and go to school. And now the Shasta College is populating the nursing programs or nursing staffs out in a variety of places in the North State. They're moving all through the northern counties and moving into other places. They are all getting placed, and it just seems like we're not talking enough about a very positive part of what's going on around here. And again, it's right down the street here, all out of Shasta College. Again, big news. They signed this agreement with Brandman University, offering four-year degrees right there at Shasta College. We'll have more information on that. Now, let's move on. Let's talk about what's happening in Benghazi. You know, Benghazi, if you remember Benghazi, and who could forget? Well, who could forget? The media could forget. President Obama would love to forget it. And if you remember during the debate, I say that one of the turning points of the debates that Obama had with Mitt Romney had him after the first debate was clearly had won that debate. And in the second debate was moving forward and hammering him on why didn't you do this about Benghazi? You know, how come you were gone the next day? And Candy, what's her name? Candy Clark, or that's an actress. Candy somebody.
Candy Crowley.
Candy Crowley, the moderator, steps in and rescues President Obama. Takes his side. Says, oh, no, he did say this. It's like you're in a heavyweight boxing match. You got the champ on the ropes. You're punching him. You're getting ready to drop him. And the referee reaches in and gives you a kidney punch. It stops everything. Well, that's because Candy and the other mainstream media couldn't stand to think that Obama would have to answer questions about this. But you know what? They've just appointed a special committee, 8 Republicans, 7 Democrats. A guy named Trey Gowdy. Is that right? Yeah, Trey Gowdy is congressman out of South Carolina who used to be a prosecuting attorney who didn't lose for the feds, is the one that's conducting this inquiry. They would like to know certain things like when did they find out it was a terrorist attack and not a riot based on some kind of stupid video that they were talking about? That when you listen to the president of Libya at the time who said, no, you know, the guy said they had nothing to do with a movie. He said they were terrorists. They'd been planned. They knew about it. So when did the Obama administration know about it? What was President Obama doing during the attack on the embassy? Why didn't they push troops out there when you've got other senior officers saying that, you know, we could have done something, and you've got others that are saying no, and then there's people being relieved in between. And then the other thing is, why did he go to Las Vegas the next morning? But when did Hillary know about it, and why the spin? Why were they saying 10 days later this was based on a video that nobody watched that they used as this is what it was. It couldn't have been a terrorist attack. When did this happen? You know, and when the White House and the mainstream media, like Chris, whatever his name is, says, Chris, a shiver runs up my leg every time I see Obama. What's his last name?
Chris Matthews.
Matthews, thanks. Every time he says it, oh, they just want to, you know, it's a show. It's not a show. People want to know about this. People want to, I want to know. Where was the president when our ambassador was being drugged through the streets and slaughtered? Was he at least down in the war room trying to, you know, saying, getting reports saying, okay, what's going on? What can we do? You mean we can't, this thing's been going on for 6 hours and we don't have a jet plane flying over there and doing, you know, doing low level passes and, you know, breaking the sound barrier and all these other things. We don't have a team someplace. And we don't have a special forces team. We don't have a team someplace in Libya that can go over and help these guys, or at least, you know, give us eyes on so we can laser some of this stuff. Something. I would like to know that. I would like to know when Hillary found out about it. I would like to know when the Secretary of State said that this is not a terror. You know, oh my gosh, we're getting attacked here, and why they just didn't say it right then? Was it just strictly because of the election coming up? And then after they got into it, they got into it too deep. Okay, this is just one of the things I'm interested in. Now, the other thing, too, is that we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, though, I want to talk about Lois Lerner, who's just found in contempt of Congress because of her refusal to testify in front of the committee. She keeps taking the fifth, yet she took the fifth and then made statements to the committee, then took the fifth. That's like saying, okay, I'm going to punch you now, but you can't punch me back because it's King's X. Here, punch you in the face. Oh, King's X can't punch me back. Something wrong with this. She was the head of this, of the IRS during this, that were literally just if you were a conservative group of people that were trying to be, a nonprofit and going through the IRS the way you should be, that you were under attack. Just some of the things we're going to talk about when we get back. We'll be right back. Oh, Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. You know, we like to talk about things you're talking about.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
Creason's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue is your local, family-owned and family-operated complete sleep headquarters with the largest mattress inventory in the North State, featuring Organipedic by OMI, the purest latex mattress made, the Spring Air and HD line, the only mattress with a 20-year non-pro-rated warranty, and now featuring the AH Beard Luxury line with over 100 years of experience producing high-quality, handcrafted mattresses with pressure-relieving full-body orthopedic support. Creason's also carry a large selection of adjustable beds, futons, organic sheets, mattress pads, and the largest organic and regular pillow selection in town. Creason's carry more in-stock inventory than any store in the North State and provide same-day delivery. You'll find the very best prices every day at Creason's. Plus, you always receive 12 months no-interest OAC. Ask Steve, Lance, Travis, or Shane about Creason's 60-night comfort guarantee only at Creason's Mattress Gallery. 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery, home of the best price and the best selection. Remember, your waking hours are only as good as your last night's sleep.
Hey, honey, our spa was delivered today. Want to hop in?
Wait, a spa?
Yeah, they made it easy. Shasta Spas and Barbecues offer maintenance, chemicals, covers, and parts. All made in America.
I love that. Hey, do they offer veteran and senior discounts?
Yep. Now can we go in the spa?
I'm in. Oh, where'd the gazebo come from?
I was on a roll. Tomorrow we can go back and get a fire table. Shasta Spas and Barbecues, 1872 Buenaventura, just a half a mile west of Highway 273. Call 241-3100 or go online to ShastaSpasAndBarbecues.com.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Reading. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoke. Seth has over 20 years' experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Bastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Linda is getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Butt tonight. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for coffee and cold drinks at Espresso Joe's right there. And you walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. E-cigs, they've got them all. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans are always welcome at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans should be welcome everywhere. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Where's my next rant coming? Oh, let me see. Gas. Okay, I'll go for gas again. Gas is $4 a gallon and climbing. You add on top of that cap and trade, CARB, and other taxes, we will be at... Okay, I'm making a bet. I just need somebody. Anybody. Just anybody call it. Lunch anywhere in Reading. Because at this time next year, gas will be over, will be closer to $5 than $4. In other words, if it's $4.49, you win. If it's $4.50, it's a push, and I'll still take you. If it's $4.51, you take me to lunch. And I'm partial to those hot dog places. Anyway, we're having in Frank Muse is going to be in at 8 o'clock. He's, you know, Northern Lights Energy, but he does, he's done a lot with CARB and a few other things. We're going to be talking to Frank about that. Now, where else is on my – let's see. I got Lois. I already talked about Lois Lerner. You know, here's the thing. You know, this is the most transparent – this is supposed to be the most transparent administration in history, right? Well, everything that comes out from media and every place else says that they are the least transparent. All they really want to do is keep people from knowing what they're doing. And here we are getting ready to roll back into Hillary running again. And what happens when Monica Lewinsky comes out and gives her story in Vanity Fair, here come the attack dogs again. And one of the things she said was it was interesting that when it came out that she had been seduced, even if it was a willing, even if she was willing, so what? It was the type of thing in a workplace that today – I would hope that people would have been outraged, but they weren't back then. They were outraged at her for doing this because Bill, oh my gosh, she lured Bill into the Oval Office and forced him to have sex with her. And, except he didn't have sex with her, according to him, because he lied under oath.
I was wondering, you know, they were so happy to just tear Clarence Thomas to shreds over allegations of comments.
Of comments. That's right. But yet they closed their circle around Clinton. He's now, he's a revered leader. And, well, frankly, you'd almost wish he would be back.
Kim Jong Il.
You know what? Everybody would like to, you know, would hope that, Clinton would come back. At least you've got, you know what he is, because you never can tell what you're getting now. But at least he was willing to work with Congress and he was willing to work with Republicans and did that. But then you have Hillary that, and here's the one thing Monica said that I thought was really quite telling. She said, isn't it interesting how Hillary and her people around her blamed me, blamed the woman. She said, Hillary said, I wasn't there emotionally for him. Well, she said, I find it really interesting that Hillary was blaming herself and blaming me instead of blaming Bill. Frankly, if he had been in the military and that same thing would have happened and it come out like that, he'd been gone. He would have been gone. He would have had to resign his commission. He would have had to retire. Something would have happened to him. But yet he walks. Oh, he was impeached. Nothing happened. He didn't lose any money over it. Nothing. Didn't lose anything. Monica is radioactive. So, last thing I want to talk about is I was kidding around the other day and talking about Cinco de Mayo. How it was, I thought it was a conspiracy because all the limes were up now to $100 a box and all that. But there was another part of Cinco de Mayo that wasn't just, you know, jocularity there. And that, of course, is that ruling about the U.S. flag in that school down in Southern California a couple of years ago where the students came in and it went during Cinco de Mayo day. And they had a U.S. flag. They wore U.S. flags or flag-themed T-shirts. And some of the here's the part I guess I don't understand. They said apparently, you know, the Mexican students complained. Were they truly Mexican students or were they Americans of Mexican heritage? And if they were Mexicans that were complaining, so what? They're not citizens. They weren't even, you know, unless they're here on a green card. If they're Americans of Mexican heritage, okay, we can do that. You can complain, but the guys wearing the T-shirts were not the problem. They were concerned about violence from the people that were complaining about it, the quote Mexican, you know, this is a quote they used, but the ones of Hispanic heritage, let's say. So they were forced to either leave school, turn them inside out, and they were given a day with leave or something like that. Well, this went into court, and the court says, well, you know what? This is not under the First Amendment. Schools, if they're worried about this, they can force people to change clothes, go home, or whatever. Instead of addressing the problem of people threatening them, you take the people who they were exercising their First Amendment rights, and you punish them. Is there something wrong here? Obviously, there's something wrong here. So what do we do? So first of all, this would tell me if I was a school board? Well, I'm not going to celebrate any more national holidays of other countries. You know, guess what? You know, you want to have something you talk about. This is something in your history books or something like that. But do you fly the flags? Do you make it a big day? No, the only holidays that you celebrate on this, like a national patriotism days, is the 4th of July. Then you celebrate it, you know? You want to do that. But if it comes to this, is that you can't wear an American shirt or American flag shirt, there's something wrong.
Something's
gone way wrong because you're proud to be an American. And the fact is that, oh, yeah, we're going to be showing all of our Cinco de Mayo stuff. Hey, well, guess what? We're proud to be Americans here. You are on American turf. Now, that flag is flying because of veterans, American veterans. That's right. And whether you like it or not, the Americans fighting for this country, even though they're trying to introduce a bill that wants to let illegals enlist in the military when the military is in the throes of cutting back thousands, tens of thousands of good men and women who have served their country would like to stay in. Instead, they're going to, this bill, the enlist bill from Republicans in Southern California and we know what they're doing, pandering, to let illegals in. Okay. But, you know.
How many more Nadal Hassans are out there? You know, this guy they wouldn't touch this guy because of his inclination.
Even though it was said and it was notified, it was written, there's something wrong with this guy. The Army refused to do anything about it.
They wouldn't touch him because they didn't want a scandal. And how many people ended up dead because of political correctness?
And he, I think he's been sentenced to, life imprisonment 35 times or something like that. I'm not sure. But when you get into here's the other thing. There's this guy that goes out and he asks these just most ridiculous questions. And he gets answers like, you know, he asks questions about the Constitution, about the education. The other day he said – he went around and asked people. He said John Boehner, you know, the head of the Congress, you know, the Republican John Boehner, said that he didn't like – Mexican food. What do you think about this? He said, do you believe that something like this racist could happen? And people were agreeing that he, because he didn't like, because the guy made it all up, he said he didn't like Mexican food, so it was a racist statement. And you've got people on film agreeing with this. Yeah, he needs to be replaced. He needs to be replaced. He had to work through like six people before somebody said, and you know, and the question was, you know, is this racist? Should he be replaced? Oh, yeah, it should happen. And finally, somebody said, are you crazy? You know, he doesn't like Mexican food. It makes him a racist. Finally, somebody answered the question. But there are others out there asking them who they're asking who their senator is from their state. They've got no concept of who it is. College students, young workers, people in cities, they have no concept about what you're asking. You could say anything to them. The one about taking away, hey, you know, these people that want these guns, shouldn't they be, if they don't want to give up their guns, shouldn't they be put in jail? Yes! That was the answer. Yes! You know what? I wish I could make this stuff up, but I don't. There's your electorate out there. Those are the ones you hope don't vote. Hey, we got to run. We'll be right back after the news.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Bob Agnew in Washington. The House has voted to hold a former Internal Revenue Service official in contempt of Congress for refusing to testify at a pair of committee hearings about her role in the agency's Tea Party controversy. Congressman Jim Jordan says that Lois Lerner waived her right against self-incrimination when she made multiple statements on her own behalf.
When you make all kinds of assertions, you then don't get a chance to say, oh, now I invoke my Fifth Amendment privileges.
Lerner directed the IRS division that processes applications for tax-exempt status. It a year ago revealed that, yes, some employees under her oversight had improperly singled out two Tea Party applications for extra scrutiny. President Obama spends a day raising campaign dollars in California.
After attending a Los Angeles fundraiser last night, the president has more Democratic campaign events on his schedule today. He's headlining four fundraisers in three cities as he crisscrosses California in a midterm dash for cash. Even as his administration clashes with tech companies over privacy issues, Mr. Obama is being hosted by influential tech executives in the Golden State.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clarkson reporting the federal government widening its crackdown on the makers and sellers of synthetic drugs. Colorado's U.S. Attorney John Walsh.
The claims to produce a marijuana-like high. But it's important for people not to be fooled by that claim of a legal high. Spice, which is known under many names, some of them pretty colorful like Crazy Clown, is simply not legal. It's not legal under federal law. It's not legal under state law.
Federal agents have been serving hundreds of search and arrest warrants. It happened yesterday in at least 25 states in places like homes and warehouses and so-called smoke shops. The largest single operation was a statewide effort in the state of Alabama. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been thriving in early trading. At last glance, it's up by just about 60 points coming off yesterday's 118-point gain. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
The Connecticut helicopter maker Sikorsky Aircraft has won a $1.24 billion contract to build the next fleet of Marine One presidential choppers.
Sikorsky, a subsidiary of United Technologies, says the contract is to modify, test, and deliver six S-92 helicopters and two trainer simulators to the U.S. Marine Corps. It says it'll eventually supply 21 aircraft by 2023. The announcement is a big deal for Sikorsky, which has faced declining revenue and has recently laid off workers after the U.S. military military left Iraq and began winding down operations in Afghanistan.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Authorities in Tampa, Florida are now indicating they believe the deaths of four people who were found in a burning home yesterday were the result of a murder-suicide. They're not specifically calling it that, but a spokeswoman for the sheriff's office says detectives are not looking for any suspects. Officials had said earlier yesterday that the fire inside the home owned by former tennis star James Blake was intentionally sent. This is SRN News. Here's a bank robber suspect who was not very hard to track down.
Police in Bend, Oregon say a robber demanded money by giving the teller a note written on the back of a grocery receipt. The receipt contained the last four digits of a food stamp account, which led to the suspect's name and a phone number. A telephone service provider came up with coordinates of the phone's location, a central Oregon campground.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. Pennsylvania prosecutors have filed charges against a principal and four teachers accusing them of cheating on standardized tests in the Philadelphia school system. Officials say the five changed student answers, provided answers to students, and improperly reviewed questions prior to administering the tests. They say a grand jury found that after the cheating stopped in 2012, the percentage of students who scored well on the test dropped dramatically. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Today is the 8th of May and Thursday, heading for Friday. Good morning. And let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are positive in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's up 64 points at 16,583, while the Nasdaq's up 34 at 4,101, and the S&P 500's up 7 at 1,885. Oil's down 46 cents at $100.31 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.37%. Gold's down $1.70 at $1,287, while silver's down 13 cents at $19.22 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, J.P. Morgan's up a quarter at $54.30, Coca-Cola's down 12 cents at $40.80, and Home Depot is up 19 cents at $77.27. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here. If you want to talk to them, talk to experts about something about your finances. How do you make your investments? What about your investments? What about financial responsibility and financial freedom? All of this can be addressed down at our Wells Fargo Advisors. They are experts on this, and they're your neighbors. So you can talk to them right across the table, look them in the eye, and get the best information that's out there. Give them a call at 243-7561. Set up an appointment. Head on down to Park Marina Drive, Wells Fargo Advisors. Bad Bob, what are we looking at for weather today?
Enjoy today while you can. Cloudy, chance showers this afternoon. High of 71, overnight low will be 52, and then things clear up and we start moving into a warm trend. By Sunday, we will be seeing temperatures pushing the 90-degree mark. Possibly by Wednesday, according to the extended forecast, we will hit the century mark. Right now in Reading, it is 61 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends with senior and veterans discounts, Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, we want to give a shout out to Home Helpers. They're caring for Reading's area family since 2004. That's right. It's their 10th anniversary. Helping take care of your families just like they would take care of theirs. All their caregivers are background checked, drug screened, bonded, and insured. And they've been doing this since the beginning. Sharon takes a personal interest in every one of the families she helps. She'll give you a a free in-home consultation. And she does it. She takes a look at what you need and what's the best for your family. She's also so veteran friendly. She will help you. If you've got veterans in your family that need help, get the assistance they need from the government, from things that they have earned, from policies they have earned while on active duty. Give her a call at 226-8350, 226-8350, Home Helpers. We're very happy to have Home Helpers as part of our family here. There's somebody else we're happy to have part of our family that's sitting right here with a smile on his face. Frank Muse, good morning.
Good morning.
Northern Lights Energy.
And Muse Trucking.
And Muse Trucking, that's right. I want one of the hats. I want a Muse Trucking hat. Can I get one of those?
We'll work on that.
Okay, we'll work on that. All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you're somebody that I see you at every place, and I see Kathy all the time. What's going on in our state right now with all the energy concerns? You're right in the middle of all this. Well, I mean, it impacts on you like four different ways, doesn't it?
Yes. Owning a petroleum company and having a trucking company, it seems like we're right in the middle of it all the time. I don't see any relief in sight at either end. Regulations are just going through the roof with CARB and all the stuff that they impose on us with the trucks and the terminals that we have with all the regulations. And what it really drives everything down to is price per gallon. We're all going to pay for this one way or the other.
Now, I've said, and we're going to get more into this, but I've told everybody, I'm taking bets right now that a year from now we'll be closer to $5 a gallon than we are $4.
I have to agree.
Really? Now, I can just say this because what do I know? I'm just talking about it. You, though, know. Why? Can you give the reasons behind this?
Oh, I don't think. I think everybody, I don't know as much as you think I know about that. It's just the idea that the whole cap and trade, I mean, the refineries are threatening to leave the state in some areas.
Really? I had not seen that.
Yeah. I read that the other day in an article, and we don't need that. We don't need anybody leaving this state. We need more jobs and more people getting back to work. And like I say, I deal directly with CARB, and when you deal with the people that are making the rules, it's a tough son of a gun to keep people employed. And I feel that they actually encouraged me to shrink my fleet. I get credits and stuff for shrinking my fleet. And that's just kind of opposite of the way I've been thinking.
Okay, so let's talk about that. CARB, the Clean Air Resources Board. Is that right? Clean Air Resources Board?
California Air Resources.
Okay, California Air Resources. What they did was they said, oh, we're putting out too much pollution, so every truck, or every diesel engine, I guess.
Yeah.
What year?
Well, it's basically from the 90s forward is what they've really attacked. The older ones, they've let you keep them for another year. And then you got to knock them in the head or do these low mileage exemptions and all of that. But most of it's fantasy. Unless you're a guy that has a dump truck or something that works right here locally and never leaves the NOx exempt area, which is our counties and the northerly counties where we do have clean air, it doesn't help you. It's a Band-Aid for a guy like myself. We have trucks that run into the Bay Area every day. So we have to oblige to those rules. And it didn't really help me at all, this extension thing. All it did was force me to sell trucks and lay people off.
Okay, well, let's get into that, because we're talking about you have to fix all your trucks. You had to put in new types of converters, new types of filters, all this. And this was not a $5 fix.
Oh, no. I only did one of those filters. Uh-huh. I used a local company here on Clear Creek who did a wonderful job on a filter. But it was like $17,000. So if you take a $30,000 truck and you add $17,000 to it, in the bank size, it's still a $30,000 truck.
That's right. And so that doesn't help. So you're talking about a lot of people, too, $17,000 or more for their trucks because maybe a little bit older, maybe not, is, you know, to do this. And the truck's worth $20,000. This puts them out of business.
Well, and that's what we've been preaching all along. And then for them to kind of backstep and say, oh, we're going to push off a guy with three trucks or less, and he can run another year and get an extension. And if you can't financially afford a filter, this hardship thing, you can apply for that. But for regular folks, it didn't work that way. We had to go to the bank, and thank God we have a great bank that we deal with, and upgrade and buy these new trucks. But they actually forced me to sell older trucks. I had to take them to auctions and sell them out of the state. And I don't think air changes color when you go from Nevada to California or Oregon. That's exactly where all my equipment went, was out of state.
So you had you were forced to sell them out of state, take them out of state, sell them. And I think how many trucks did you have to sell?
I sold five in the last 2 months.
Okay, so five trucks in the last 2 months. Now, does this have an impact on people that work for you?
Sure. I laid some people off. I kept some of the guys and moved them around. But still, they're encouraging you to small size your fleet. And I mean, here in a world we're trying to get going again after the recession and everybody's trying to figure out different ways to stay alive, I don't think it's right at all to encourage people to shrink and try to do less business. I think that's crazy.
It is crazy. And it's reasoning like this that has led us to where we are in with this kind of this false bravado that, oh, yeah, the economy in California, we're here, baby. Yeah. We're here. I mean, when you look at Toyota, it takes 3,000 white-collar jobs. And, you know, white-collar, blue-collar, whatever. But white-collar jobs means that it's a low impact as far as environment type of job. Moves them to Texas, which means everything else that ripples with those 3,000 jobs.
Sure.
That was just one of the ones they're talking about over the last 2 weeks that have just left the state. And it's reasons like this, that here you are, you built your company. It's an honest company. It's people trust this company. You do business all over here. And they want you to shrink your inventory of trucks.
Yeah, that's just crazy. And it has helped the local truck dealers. I mean, they're selling more of these new trucks with filters, but, you know, at $150,000 a pop, and you were doing something with a $30,000, $40,000 truck, I mean, that's a huge jump.
Because then you have to raise your prices then.
Well, and see, that's what's the tough son of a gun. You still got all these guys out here that are getting these extensions and the Band-Aids, and they're able to come along. Your competition right across the street that's still saying, heck no, we won't go. And then they turn around and buckle and give them a little more time. All that does is drive a person like me crazy. You know,
because you did what they said.
I invested.
You invested a lot of money in it, and now the other people that they just let off the hook can undercut you on prices.
That's exactly right. And I belong to the Sierra Cascade or the California Trucking Association.
Right.
I'm the Northern California guy that helps with these meetings and stuff. And we have a lot of people out there that are hardworking folks that are in Bernie and Alturas and over toward the coast. And the only source of information they get is when we beat the bushes and draw them to these meetings. And a lot of them, you know, they're at the age where they said, I can't afford to spend $150,000 on a truck. I'll just retire. And I don't think that's something we should encourage anybody to do.
No, we shouldn't. You know? Okay, look, my guest is Frank Muse, Northern Lights Energy, but also Muse Trucking Company. We're talking about CARB. We're talking about how our state of California is encouraging, if not forcing. I think the word is really, it's kind of forcing.
You're being polite.
Yeah. Well, you were being polite by saying they're urging, but they're forcing people to downsize and putting people out of business here under the California Air Resources Board, which are, by the way, non-elected individuals that are just appointed for that. We've got people on the phone. Sally, we'll get to you right after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. More talk radio, more local radio than any other place in California, right here.
Funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. Lots of guests in frivolity and art and fashion and all those things that Linda and her guests did. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. That's where they're at. They've got everything a shooter could possibly want. Guns, ammo, all the accessories that go with it, optics, scopes, and gunsmithing that is second to none. That's right. They can work on your gun. You want it tuned up. You want that trigger tuned. You want to put on the scopes. You want all that. Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222. Bastiani Arms again, 2539 Larkspur. Local. Buy local. Go local. My guest is Frank Muse, who is the, not only do they have, Northern Lights Energy, but Muse Trucking. And we're talking about what CARB has done for him. And for our economy up here. One of the things we were just talking about during the break was that, and Bob brought it up, well, what about these really large companies that are union and all this? And what, does it have an impact on them?
Well, sure it does. I mean, they're a bigger company. I mean, heck, Gordon just sold out to Heartland. So, I mean, they're a huge trucking company. And I don't know where the Teamsters and the unions fall into this, but I know that they buy enough equipment every year that they just keep the new stuff rolling in and the right. older stuff, keep it out of the state, keep it on the East Coast. I was talking to a friend of mine down at Walmart, and he said they got reefer trailers that they have to start. They got little things that come on and tell them when they're getting close mm-hmm. into Nevada because they can't bring them into California.
Wow.
But there's local guys like Shuffleberger over here at RLT. Mm-hmm. He's replaced all of these reefer motors, you know, and he's still fighting with them over things.
Yeah.
And he's a large trucking company here for Redding, you
right.
know. And he's doing the right thing, but we still got the whole rate thing and people that just blow it off and don't think it applies to them, that's undermining us. You know, and that's just not right.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the phones. Sally, thank you for waiting. You have a question or comment?
Yes, I do, both. Thank you, Carl, for highlighting. This is an important topic, and I just have a question for Mr. Muse. Were you down there at the CARB meeting a couple of weeks ago?
No, me and the wife were out of town, but I do stay very close to that through the California Trucking Association. Mm-hmm. I have daily updates on that, and we actually have people that are running across the street and very involved in that.
Well, the reason I ask is because if we were down there, and on Friday, most people had left by Friday, but on Friday, the California Air Resources Board told everybody in the audience that the trucks that are in compliance now will be out of compliance by 2019, and they are trying to get down to 0% emissions.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a great thing in the stars, like Casey Kasem used to say, but I just don't think we're ever going to get quite there, and it will be on the cost of the consumer. It isn't that anybody's going to give you anything.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is CARB is not done. In fact, one of the gentlemen up there on the board said, you know, oh, we have so much more work to do. We need to get on with this because, you know, obviously they don't want trucks on the road, period. I don't know if you're familiar with the wildlands map, but, you know, Redding and our northern state here doesn't even exist.
Well,
they want to get rid of us completely up here.
When they're talking Northern California, they're talking San Francisco to Sacramento, and I don't even think they know we exist at this end of the state.
Well, they don't.
And as far as being Northern California, I think that should start somewhere around Cottonwood Scales, personally, but that's just my opinion.
Well, if you look at the NOx emissions, where we've been given a little bit of a reprieve, it looks like the state of Jefferson.
Oh, well, that's another step closer.
Yeah.
You know, okay, Sally, thanks a lot. We have other people waiting.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, let's go to the phones, line two. Dick, good morning. Do you have a question or comment?
Hey, good morning, Carl. Yes, I do have a comment. I'm chairman of the Shasta County Coordination Committee, and I wanted to make your listeners aware that one of the very few tools that we have left to combat things like the CARB regulations and the EPA and BLM and all these guys is a tool called coordination. And we are engaged with the city of Redding right now in an effort to bring CARB to the table to discuss these diesel regulations. It's not a complicated process, but it's something that was written into federal law in the original NEPA legislation, and it's something... like I said, it's one of the very few tools left for local elected bodies to have input and some control over their own destiny. So this effort is ongoing. We are at the stage right now where we have, as basically our mentor and guide, Fred Kelly Grant, who is a nationally recognized expert on coordination. And we are in the process of raising some funds. Our goal is to hold a public hearing in Redding here where to take testimony from folks like Frank and Kathy Muse and other truckers and individuals in the area that have been harmed economically by these CARB regulations. So,
well, Dick, Dick, let me break in real quick here. We've tried to invoke coordination with them before. Did they say that they weren't going to on this subject, or is that ball still in the air?
No, that's correct, and that was the response we expected.
Okay,
we did not expect them to recognize their obligation, but because of the way CARB operates and the fact that it cannot do the kind of regulation it does without the full consent of the federal EPA, it makes them subject to coordination because these regulations really constitute what's called a major federal action, which mandates that they do coordinate. So
it's having an impact up here, even though that if you look up here to our area, if you look at a clean air map or the map of the United States, when you get up here, We've got the cleanest air in the United States up here.
Absolutely.
And they say, oh, well, you know, we're going to put this off for a year or 2 years up here in three counties. But, you know, the bottom line is this non-elected appointed bunch of people who, with whatever background they have, are essentially going to put a death knell on trucking in the state of California, but also right. at the same time drive up the cost of everything. I mean, you know, nobody wants to take my bet that this time next year we're going to be closer to $5 than $4, which means food goes up. We're not talking about hurting rich people. This is not going to hurt
right.
George Clooney. But it will hurt Bad Bob. It will hurt you. It'll hurt me. It'll hurt
absolutely.
Frank.
And every little lady absolutely. That goes to the grocery store.
Everybody that goes to the grocery store, and they worry about the kids and the nutrition and all this. But you know what? What's going to happen is it's going to just hammer the prices. Beef right
absolutely.
Now is higher than it's ever been. And just say goodbye to getting a good deal at the grocery store again.
Right.
And like they say, if you got it, a truck brought it.
There you go.
Yeah,
you know?
That's totally right. And underlying this whole regulation is the absolute faulty science. I mean, Gina McCarthy had to admit to the House Science and Technology Committee 2 or 3 weeks ago that EPA cannot produce the data from the two primary studies that all of this regulation was based on because they don't have the data and they never did have it in their possession. So, you know, from the beginning, this is based on a faulty science that, you know, people are dying in the streets because of diesel particulates, which is totally crazy.
Right. Okay. Hey, Dick, thanks a lot for your phone call. I think this question is not over. The fact is, what the state of California is doing, it's as we get closer and closer to 2020, which is where we're all supposed to be at 30% of all, it has to be renewable assets. They're driving people out of here. And at some point, they're going to realize that you can't just keep raising taxes on the people that are still here. It's not going to work. And when they won't even, when you invoke coordination with them just to have them talk to you and they refuse to do it, it shows you just what kind of bureaucratic thugs we have out there, up in there in Sacramento. Anyway, thanks a lot for your phone call, and we're going to take a quick break. My guest, Frank Musa, and we're talking about how can you kill more business in California? Well, we've got some more ideas. We'll be right back.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Redding, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab it and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
Haven Humane Society is excited to announce our 6th annual Dogathon Family Festival on June 7th from 3 to 7 p.m. Bring the whole family out to enjoy carnival games, splash dog jumping, the Westminster Dog Show, and more. This year we are having a barbecue and concert from 7 to 10 p.m. The Boots Scootin' Doggies event starts with a 6 p.m. Yappy Hour and features the band Cattle Rocket. Tickets are $25 and support our goal of a day when there are no more homeless pets. For information, call 241-5262 or visit havenhumane.net.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Redding. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoat. Seth has over 20 years' experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Bastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. May 8th, 62 degrees out there. It's a little overcast today, but enjoy it because it's going to be in the 90s, maybe higher next week. 605-4567 is our phone number. We have people calling in. This is kind of a, our subject today is hot. 8:34 in the morning. Again, 605-4567. Okay, on our chat room and our streaming. They're switching over to other servers. And it's working on my computer, but on others they're having a big problem. Is that right, Bob? In fact, we just had a couple problems on our computers here in the studio, but they're back up again, but we're still working on these issues here. Yeah. They're trying to burn them back in, I guess. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors, man's last stronghold. If you haven't been there before, you need to go. Isn't it the Cheers? It's the Cheers of barbershops.
Oh, yeah. They're good guys.
Yeah, they're good guys down there. You know what? And you can get to meet a lot of nice people down there. Everybody talks and all this. It's kind of an old-time barbershop.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a pleasant experience down there. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Hey, my guest is Frank Muse, Northern Lights Energy, but also Muse Trucking. And we're talking about what CARB has done to him, but it gets even worse. We were talking on the break about there's signs out on the freeway, and saying wanting the trucks to come in and be checked. So and your guys do it because you comply with all these things.
Yeah, they actually go in and inspect them, and we had a truck get stopped down by Dunnigan here a while back, and the guy jumped out and had a laptop and ran it up and checked that we were registered and made sure we did all the stuff and. And we passed, and he put a little sticker on the window, and we left. But I did ask about, I said, what happens if a guy just refuses to go into there? And a highway patrol buddy of mine said, don't be doing that. He said, we are their enforcement. If they call us and say, you just blew through here, we have to go run you down. And he said, you don't want to be in
there.
Don't we want to get into
that area, right? Yeah. So a lot of people
they tell their employees, well, we ain't dealing with that. That's illegal, and you just go on by there. Well, that's kind of a tough spot to put the employee in to start with. So, you know, most of us have been trying to do it right, but there's still a few people out there that just refuse to do anything CARB says, and they laugh it off. They don't register. They don't do anything. And now that they gave us a little bit of a reprieve, they call me and say, well, you know, the neighbor of mine, he spent the money like you did. So I guess I was right. I didn't have to do a dang thing. I don't even register my stuff. So I look at that, and I take it serious when people start talking $10,000 a day fines and stuff. I can't afford $4 gallon fuel, let alone $10,000
yeah,
fine.
I was say, yeah,
my
here.
Wife
yeah.
would put me on COD or something. You know?
Now, and the thing, the other part too is that you know, truckers are just working here in this area. They're okay for another year or two.
Well, the guys that don't leave this Knox right. area are clean air. I mean, everybody wants clean air. Yeah. I'd like to get that point across. There's
oh, sure.
nobody that blows that off. And even in the trucking business, we all want clean air. That's why we live up here. We don't live in the middle of L.A. or somewhere.
Right.
But for the guys that are in this Knox-exempt area that work seasonal, they've gotten a little bit of a reprieve. But if they do one thing, and this is the part that I keep asking them, I said, let's say that that guy switches over and he hauls a load of lumber to the port of Oakland. What happens to him? They said, well, he can't do that. I said, well, what happens if he does? Well, he could be fined. How much? Well, we don't know exactly, but you don't want to do that. And then I talked to these guys, and they're like, well, who's going to enforce that? You know, I said, you know, I can only tell you what I know, and that's just a minimal part. But I wouldn't want to do that. I mean, I take that serious. I don't want to pay the government
a single
penny.
You get caught that one
penny.
Time. That's
yeah.
right.
I don't want to pay them a penny. So me and the wife talk about it. I said, if I'm going to spend any money, it's going to be toward a truck payment on a truck that's legal. It ain't going to be trying to figure out how to get out of a $20,000 fine or something.
Right. You know, and it's, you know, it's the thing. It's why we have a bookkeeper and a CPA.
Yes.
You know, the bookkeeper and then the CPA to check on that, and everybody works together on this because if you've got things going with the FCC, you want to make sure that you're going exactly right down the line what they want because you
just
don't
like
want to
taxes.
Have – just like taxes. You don't want to have somebody come back and get into – because if you do something wrong and they catch you, I mean, once they've got you, it's like a meat grinder. So, you know, and then. Okay, now, but you've tried to – the other thing, too, is though the government is imposing other things on you that is just
– I don't mean to sound like a whiner, but
But you're not. But this is the reason it costs so much money to do business.
We haul – like, for example, we haul oil to asphalt plants here locally. And a lot of these local asphalt plants can't use us, who we've hauled to for years, because of the things put on their contracts, and there's nothing wrong with using disabled veterans and minorities and all these things, but what it comes down to, in reality, I have to work through people in the Bay Area and Fresno in order to haul to my customer so that they can show that they're doing the right thing by hiring a small business, woman-owned, disabled veteran. And these are my customers. And then by the time they broker me back, I actually make less than what I originally did to haul for, and my truck costs more. I mean, it just don't make sense. And they wonder why people's leaving the state. And me and my wife have met with state entities here, and I've taken my CPA with me. And even the state guy said, we wished you could get certified to be like they are down there. I said, like, I've tried 4 different times, and they keep kicking me out for crazy things. You know, my wife is sole owner of everything we own, and
that's
started
woman,
that way.
That's a woman-owned business.
Yes, and we didn't change it midstream like a lot of people did. Yeah. We started in 1993 with Kathy being the owner.
So you know? Why?
Oh, they said that these other entities, it's a 50-50 state, and we just make too much money. Well, in the fuel business,
oh, there you go.
You know, 35 grand for right. a truck and trailer load of fuel, believe me, our profit out of that is very minimal.
You know, people don't realize that, too. You know, everybody talks about how much money the oil companies make. From everything I've ever read, it's like that 10% margin in there. Wow. I mean, that's the big oil companies. I mean, I don't know.
It don't happen on my end,
yeah.
Let me tell you.
well, that's it.
I mean, there's
it just gets
many
smaller
of us.
As it goes
oh,
in
sure.
there. Yeah.
And we do a lot of specialized things, you know, in delivering fuel into the woods and our heating that our son helps us with and a lot of wet hosing to construction companies and mm-hmm. stuff like that. As far as just hauling to gas stations, we don't do that. There's a whole lot of money, and you don't make very much money to do
right.
that.
No, I understand you know. That. It's, you know, so you're going by volume and all
yeah.
that. But it seems like to me is, and what, you know what, that doesn't surprise me a bit. Oh, no, we can't recognize your wife as a woman-owned business here because, gee, you just make, you know, you make that $1,000 too much.
Yeah, yeah.
And well, we're going to punish, so we're punishing you, Frank and Kathy, because you are successful and worked yourself 7 days a week, and I know you still work. Like that, seven
yes,
days
we
a
do.
Week on your business, as all small business owners do. I mean,
absolutely.
You just do. And then when you start turning that corner, They put the screws to you even more. Mm-hmm. You've got to pay. You've got to take out loans on new trucks if you're going to work with that. Now you've got to go through people that have no idea what your business is or who you're delivering to, and you have to pay them for something you never used to have to pay them because it's another government regulation, because it has to be a woman-owned business you're going through. But you've got a woman-owned business. Oh, no, I'm sorry, but you make too much money.
Yeah,
we can't use you. And I was like, you know – why?
Carl, if my wife was here, she can tell you about taxes enough to make you want to crawl under a table.
I love your wife, by the way.
Me too. We pay more taxes than I even could imagine before I got into the fuel business in 2001. And it's just amazing. And just being in the trucking business, I've seen what we pay in highway taxes and stuff. Uh-huh. But the fuel thing and the thing that just amazes me is a prepaid sales tax that we pay at like 14%. The government gets their money to make dang sure they got it. You know what I mean?
Prepaid.
We got to prepay it when I forget how many days it is, right as after we load a load of fuel down there at the rack. And I just think that's ludicrous. You know, it's like paying in advance on everything. But it is what it is, and then you drive down the road and you about fall through a chuck hole the size of your desk, and you're like, wow, I wonder where this money's actually going.
Where is this money going?
Probably to finance a train somewhere at the other end of the state. I don't know.
Hey, maybe we can use that train to haul oil up into the mountains propane up to people that need it. You think that train will make it up that hill?
I tell you what, the propane has been a real asset for us because it's real busy in the wintertime, and I work for a great company, AmeriGas. And I have been for 18 years, and they pay me all the time. They're a very good company. But I tell you, I watch what goes through, what they go through, and we call these numbers in, and they're billing the retail side immediately before the fuel even hits there. You know, so when a person doesn't have to pay their bill for 30 days, just like Northern Lights, we get hit every 8 days for fuel. And you better have money in that account, or they just lock you out. You know, you can't pick up fuel. Been there, done that, you know. So it's tough when people don't pay their bills. And, you know, I've said this on the radio. I like to thank our customers who pay their bills on time. And there's a lot of truth to that, you know, because it's such a huge hand-to-mouth thing that you have to be collecting all the time. It isn't that we got a house off in Australia somewhere or some crazy thing. We're just like everybody else, you know, working.
It's a business that has to do. Well, we have the same thing as I pay my people up front. We're probably the only people that pay our salespeople up front before they collect. Mm-hmm. And we've done that for 5 years. But I have to pay them because I don't have that money until the end of the month. And then if somebody decides not to pay for another 3 or 4 weeks, I'm still taking that money out because I believe in paying my people every 2 weeks on time. Bob, we ever been late in 5 years?
No.
That's right.
Okay, he gets a raise.
Well, Bob, I like Bob because Bob's a contractor, and he goes, oh, yeah, I need to – here, let me put in my invoice. I like that. Anyway.
But, no, we have a huge amount of customers that are very loyal to us, and they've been great paying people. But when somebody files bankruptcy or they're forced into a situation –
No, I understand that,
Man, that's tough on a little company.
It is. You know? And they don't seem to recognize that but, you know, of course you hate for somebody to have to go into bankruptcy because that means they've lost everything, too.
They're upside down.
They're upside down. They've lost everything. And the government, you know, that has gotten them in many cases to that point because you're working with trucking companies they have gotten the people to that point and then they just hammered the last nail in.
And they give up.
They have no choice. It's you know, I'm just going to go work for somebody or something else. Hey, we got to take a break. Frank Muse is our guest. We're talking about the plethora of ways that the government here in California can end your business, collect the money first, and then as you watch you slowly drift away on the wind. We're talking CARB. We're talking the different types of things that they do to make things harder for businesses right here. And we're just talking local business. Frank, you are not the only one that's come in here and talked about like this. People are getting up at the eye level.
What scares me is the people like Greg Mann and these guys that are leaving. That actually leaving the state, you know, and it just makes me sick.
You hear about the Toyotas, but the other small – and we need to take a break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about that because I know people that here they are. They retired, but you know what? They're out of here. They're leaving. And I've actually had somebody in an elected office said I'm not going to – because that would get too close to who it is. But they wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
They'd be thinking about someplace else. We'll be right back.
you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock. KCNR 1460.
Are you striving to live a healthy lifestyle? Eating healthy, working out, sleeping on a toxic-laden memory foam mattress? Don't be fooled by the claims that there are no organic mattress stores in the Reading area. If you suffer from headaches, allergies, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or seizures, the solution may well be a toxic-free sleep zone. Your waking hours can only be as good as your last night's sleep. Locally manufactured in Northern California, the Organipedic mattress by OMI uses only sanitized organic raw materials to produce the purest sleep system available. In fact, if you find a purer mattress anywhere, we'll give you ours for free. Now you can sleep on the most comfortable two-sided latex mattress and the purest Organipedic by OMI. From their 100% natural rubber latex mattress to the classic OMI innerspring mattress, you can now sleep safe in a toxic world with your Organipedic mattress from Creason Sleep Gallery. Locally owned and operated since 1994, Creason's Mattress Gallery is your complete sleep headquarters and carries organic sheets and pillows. Creason's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It is 8:50 in the morning, 605-4567. 62 degrees, and it's going to be warm today. It's going to be a bit overcast, and then the rest of the week it's going to be extremely warm, up to the 90s, maybe even up to the 100s. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Looking for a previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Hey, don't go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue at your local Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. And Dodge, Ram trucks, Truck of the Year in 2013 and 14. So don't go out of town. You can get the greatest deal right here at Crown Motors. Give them a call, 223-2177. If for some reason you even have a problem with it, their service department can take care of anything. They'll get you back on the road. Hey, my guest is Frank Muse, who Northern Lights Energy and Muse Trucking. And one of the things he brought in, we just got a phone call. Thank you, Kathy. There is a proposal by a guy by the name of Senator Mark Desaulniers, Democrat, of course. You know what? Do I even need to say Democrat? When I introduced a bill to test out the vehicle miles traveled, VMT, tax because the state gas tax was no longer bringing in the revenue it used to due to people driving more fuel efficient vehicles. So here we go back into punishment, right?
Yep.
So you're doing what they forced you into doing certain things. So okay, all right, well I'm going to go along with it, more fuel efficient. Oh, well now I'm going to have to add a tax to this. The program is modeled after ones in Oregon and Washington. And what it is a tax to be on how many miles you drive. And it's uncertain how much the tax would be, but Oregon currently charges its volunteers 1.5 cents per mile. These are volunteers, right?
Yeah.
And it says, I bought a hybrid, one because of my long drive. I'm very opposed. I drive it to Brentwood every day, and I'm already paying more than I should be, but they want to put a tax on top of that by the amount of miles I drive.
When this thing goes mandatory, you know how they will verify your miles driven, don't you?
They'll put ankle bracelets on your car.
Basically, yes. There'll be a GPS tracking device.
It'll have to be. That's the only way
you're going to
do it.
To follow your every move. Who thinks that's a good idea?
Well, they do. The Democrats think that's a great idea. We need more money. See, what they do is they hammer you and hammer you and hammer you to get more fuel efficient vehicles. We're going to, hey, Frank, we want you to take out $1 million and fix all your, you know, huge loans. I'm not saying it's a million, but huge loans to fix your fleet. Okay. Now you fixed your fleet. Oh, now we want to put a value. We want to charge you for every mile you drive. I mean, you see
well,
that coming?
And we do that type of tax anyway already with diesel fuel, but
yeah,
to actually punish people because they're not paying enough tax at the pump anymore. Because they want a voluntary tax because they're too fuel efficient vehicles. My God, that's totally the wrong end of the spectrum.
Am I wrong, but are the clowns taking over the circus here? So, hey, yeah, how about this? You just want to volunteer more taxes? Head down to anybody that makes more than $20 million a year. That signed a contract for $20 million or more. That makes more than $10 million a year. Let you pay the 1.5 cent a mile tax.
I'm in for that.
Yeah, but except then you know what we just did? We just started punishing people for being successful.
Oh.
By the same token, I have friends in Gold Hills who their water, they have been conservative with their water. Their neighbor's been, you know, making his lawn into a golf course.
Right.
Everybody got a 25% mandatory reduction. So the neighbor who was wasting water won't get hit as bad as they will because they've already been cutting back to the minimum they can get by with.
There you go.
And they're expected to cut back more. Meanwhile, the clown next door, he gets off.
Yeah. You know, it's Frank.
Yeah.
How'd you let this happen?
Yeah.
You've been here longer than me. How'd you let this happen?
You guys are pretty upbeat, that's for sure.
Here's this. Okay, so what you try to do is – so what's the solution here, Frank? What would you say a solution could be?
You know, there's a word I learned here a while back. It's a college word. They called it attrition. And if they had just let attrition take over, just like they did with the cars, with smogging cars and the older vehicles as they came up, if they'd have done the same thing with trucks, the little guy that hauls gravel – 2 months out of the year, it would have never affected him.
Right.
But for the most part, attrition would have taken care of these trucks, and we wouldn't be out all this money. If you buy it, and this is what I told the wife. I said, if they would have sold us a new truck and said, hey, if you touch the filter on it, you sign in right here. It's a $20,000 fine. Do you understand? And you better be nodding up and down, not sideways. I can live with that. You know what I mean? And just let, as your old trucks disappeared, you got to have new trucks to stay in business and run miles,
right.
You know. Attrition would have been just fine. I don't know how they got so screwed up. All this other people that don't even understand, but it's all money driven.
It is money. Just follow the money.
Money driven.
Follow the money, and that's exactly the way it is. It's like a fire tax. Oh, we're charging all these people. Why don't we do this then? If you're charging us a fire tax being out here in the hinterlands and rural and all this, why don't we charge an air tax to all everybody in L.A.? Because you're using more air. You're causing more pollution. Let's charge everybody, every household there, $10 a month.
Well, Carl, we're kind of headed that direction with this cap and trade thing.
Oh, that's
you know,
true.
This emissions and how you got to buy credits, and now they're putting them on the open market so you can trade them like, you know, dealing with gold and silver. And for the big companies, the huge, the timber producers we have here in Anderson and stuff, it's horrible what they put those people through. Absolutely horrible. And then my wife was telling me a story last night about this tomato producer has to buy, I forget how many millions of dollars with a tax credit to finish an extra 4 months of producing tomatoes at some plant. I mean, that's just like a license to steal as far as I'm concerned.
It is. And the thing about this cap and trade when the head of the Senate, said, well, wait a minute. Let's just I'm just going to do a value-added tax instead of 15 cents a gallon. And everybody just screamed at him. And now as you look at it, because nobody knows how much that cap and trade is going to be, that cap and trade for every – when they start doing it, for every gallon of gasoline, it could go up. They have no idea. It could do 25 cents a gallon. It could be more a gallon just off of that. And if people are fuel efficient, then we're going to be – then you're going to get hit for more because you're not making as much money. You're going to tax people out of – by people adding on like your taxes. You have to keep raising your prices. You have no choice if you're going to stay in business. This whole thing is – I think we're coming – we haven't gotten there, but we're coming to that perfect storm.
Well, and the other thing I'd like to encourage people to do, it's a public site. I was just telling Pete Peters the other day about this. If you go on to CARB's website and go to a little section called the truck stop – I thought it was something you buy chrome wheels or something when I first got into it. But you click onto that and go to enforcement, and you'll see how many – millions of dollars that they've already generated in these fines against big, big companies, Caterpillar and some of these guys, $500,000. Mm-hmm. And then there's, you start recognizing local names, people that I know up and down the state, 40,000 here, 30,000 there.
Because of the trucks? Means we got about like a minute left.
Yeah. Because of these things that they keep with the TRE, the motors on reefers, the truck engines, all these different things.
It's everything.
And everybody's like, well, I didn't think they were fining anybody that. Just go on that website. It'll scare the heck out of you.
Well, it scares the heck out of me already, Frank. You know, when I said, you know, I know people that are retiring, that are moving out of the state as fast as they can. They're taking their money out. We know people have taken their businesses other places that they can pick up because, you know, they finally said, you know what, I've been talking about it. You know, I'm voting with my feet. Anyway, Frank, thank you so much for being here.
I just wanted to say one more thing. We got the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival coming up on Memorial Weekend.
Yeah.
And all my little 4-H kids are serving breakfast again there. It's starting at 7 o'clock. So if you don't have anything to do that weekend, we'd sure like to see you out there on Saturday morning.
Great. Tomorrow we're going to have Record Searchlight in, and they're going to be talking about this new project they have to make, you know, to push it forward, what a great place Reading is. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Residents of a Nigerian town, the scene of a Boko Haram massacre, are angry with their country's security forces, who they say failed to stop the bloodshed, even though they were warned the attackers were nearby. Pro-Russia insurgents in eastern Ukraine vow to press ahead with Sunday's referendum on autonomy or even independence, despite Russian President Putin's call to postpone the vote. The BBC's Richard Galpin is in Donetsk.
One of the separatist leaders said the referendum would go ahead on Sunday, because otherwise the leadership would lose the trust of its supporters. When asked if there'd been any reaction from the Russian President Vladimir Putin, he said they'd not had time to contact him so far. But anyway, they represented the will of the people here in eastern Ukraine, not that of Mr. Putin.
And the West is not buying Putin's claim that he's pulled his troops back from the Ukraine border.